You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. If you're still standing, if you haven't been just knocked over by the joy of that recording by the Baby Soda Jazz Band from their new CD Jazz Roots Elixir, which they recorded toward the end of last year sometime, that's a plenty, and that's enough for me. I don't think I could stand anymore. That's just wonderful. That's just a wild stuff. So, to reiterate, the Baby Soda Jazz Band are, there's Kevin Lewis on cornet, Jared Engel on banjo, Peter Ford, the box bass player and inventor of the percussion instruments, and also vocalist on some of these tracks, and Emily Asher on trombone, Adrian Cunningham on the clarinet. And I think there are other people involved with that, with the CD. And since I am just talking off the top of my head, I'm just telling you the core group. And there are other worthy and wonderful musicians involved. It's a huge collective. And occasionally you have Ben or Ed Polser sitting in, or Dan Levinson. And it's a huge group of people rotating in and out of the group. But we saw the core five, and they've swept the I-90 corridor, which in certain areas really needs sweeping. I'm Andy Sr., and I need sweeping, and at least I need polishing. And this is Radiola, and we're going to continue now with some very nice stuff. Here's Lee Sims, recording in 1929, and there's a cornetist in here playing a bit. But Lee Sims, you cannot mistake him in his style and his harmonic concepts, which are way ahead of their time for that year, caressing you.
Happiness, and I guess All those things you've always pined for. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell. Baby, diamond bracelets Woolworth doesn't sell. Baby, till that lucky day, you know darned well. Baby, I can't give you anything but love. I can't give you anything but love. Baby, that's the only thing I've plenty of. Baby, dream a while, scheme a while, we're sure to find happiness. And I guess all those things you've always pined for. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell. Baby, diamond bracelets Woolworth doesn't sell. Baby, till that lucky day, you know darned well. Baby, I can't give you anything but love.
Emmeline, I should be singing as in days of yore, but I'm blue. Emmeline, my song of love is gone forevermore, calling you. Every joy that I knew seemed to vanish with you. Emmeline, it's only you I'm grieving for. There's a fire that's burning low within this heart of mine, and it soon will go out, I know, without you, Emmeline. For my eyes there's a hazy mist, the sun don't seem to shine. Birds and flowers, they don't exist without you, Emmeline. I'm just like a river that flows, get nowhere, oh nowhere. Where I'm going, heaven only knows, and I don't care. All I say when I see the dawn, another day to find. Can't you see that I can't go on without you, Emmeline? You, I would call, you would answer, you.
Without you, Emmeline.
And we heard there the Three Jacks, Without You, Emma Line. We're from 1930. And I don't know who they are. I like the record. I like it. I think it fit into that sequence. Before that, a recording which is somewhat of a mystery because it was on Brunswick. And Brunswick also had a marvelous recording of I Can't Give You Anything But Love from 1928. Recorded by Harry Richman, and that's a barn burner. This is a very different sort of recording by Biff Hoffman, Jack Wiggin on the piano, and also from 28. And I don't know. I think Biff Hoffman was a sports hero, a football player, was very famous, and for some reason he made some records on the West Coast, in Los Angeles. And I think he was at Stanford. I tried to find out about him on the electric internet and found very little, except that that's what his main claim to fame was. There's nothing else about his singing. And he wasn't obviously a professional singer, but that's quite a nice record. It's very real, a very sort of human performance. And I got to salute that. And I'm Andy Sr., and I'm all too human, whatever my performance. And this is Radiola in Exile. Radiola recording at Radiola Manor in posh, luxurious West Utica. Right near the Yorkville line. Yes, indeed. We're almost there, gang. But we're enjoying it. And we're going to continue with an excellent recording by Ben Selvin. And I'm not sure who the vocalist is. My friend Ray Mitchell in Britain, the author of the Eddie Lang discography, says Jerry Salow in his book. But in the new Dance Band discography, it says Orlando Roberson. And I realized it wasn't Orlando Roberson because it's not the same guy. It's certainly not Dick Roberts. Dick Robertson, maybe. It almost sounds like Art Jarrett. But so we're just going to guess about that. If anyone's got a credible response to this and can possibly enlighten me, they're free to do so. But here is either Jerry Solo or Dick Robertson or somebody with If This Is Love, Then I Don't Want Love, 1931.
Thank you.
And that's a nice, bouncy, jazz-oriented British group, Arthur Young and his Strict Tempo Dance Orchestra. I've Got a Feeling You're Fooling. Probably 1935, off a British Decca. Before that, from Regal Xenophone, which is a British label, we had Scott Wood in his orchestra, which is George Scott Wood, actually. We heard him a little earlier, but here he is with his band. Very sprightly and non-vocal, thankfully non-vocal, version of I've Got to Pass Your House to Get to My House from 1933. Nice recording of that. And I like it. I like the fact that you don't have somebody whining at you on that one. Before that, we had Ben Selvin's orchestra and a very interesting song, wonderful song, sadly neglected, If This Is Love, Then I Don't Want Love, from 1931. And you heard Joe Venuti and Eddie Lang playing his heart out there and that Columbia 78. What a sound. No, you know, there's no mistake in Eddie Lang. Not in a million years. And this is Radiola, and I would hope that nobody's mistaking this for anything else either. And we're going to continue with Ed Lloyd, which is actually Gene Cardos recording on British Rex, and or issued on that. Chick Bullock on the vocal with Gene Cardos recording as Ed Lloyd and his band Pettin' in the Park from 1933.
Walk a little, then talk a little, then you steal a little kiss. Petting on the sly, oh my, act a little shy, ah why. Struggle just a little, then hug a little, and cuddle up and whisper this. Come on, there's a lovely moon, we can disappoint him. Ah, come on, don't you know it's June, and everybody's got a body. Petting in the park, bad boy. Petting in the dark, bad girl. Dad and mother did it, but we admit it. I'm petting in the park with you. Thank you.
log and I'm petting my dog, feeling blue as blue. Just sitting on a log and petting my dog, waiting for you. He sits up and lifts his paw and then tries to kiss my hand. I guess that's the way he tries to say, buddy, I understand. Gee, it's tough to be in love and have nobody near. Not a thing on earth to bring a little cheer. So I am here just sitting on a log, a petting my dog, feeling blue as blue. Just sitting on a log, petting my dog, waiting for you.
Oh my God, that took a rather strange turn. That was Monette Moore, who was a blues singer, very popular, and recorded much in the 20s. Here she was in 1936, what would be her last recording session, at least in the pre-war era. Monette Moore and her Swing Shop Boys, Two Old Maids in a Folding Bed, and whatever thoughts you may have about that, keep them to yourself, please. And I will do likewise. And speaking of dreaming somebody's a Pekingese, here's Sam Robbins and his Hotel McAlpin Orchestra before that, sitting on a log, petting my dog, and Sam was singing that with due pathos from 33. Beginning with Ed Lloyd and his band, which was actually Gene Cardo's Chick Bullock on the vocal. There's also a Dick Robertson recording of that, I believe, on the same session. So this was recorded twice, but this is the Chick Bullock version of Pettin' in the Park from 1933. This is Radiola, and I'm Andy Sr., and I'm glad to be doing this show. I'm glad to be doing it in some way anyway. Perhaps not on the air, but certainly within the realm of people being able to listen to it if they are connected to the internet. And there's no reason why you shouldn't be. This show isn't spam. It's good for you. It's all natural. And a lot of crunchy goodness in this show. We try to provide that. And as I say, if you want to find the playlist for this or any other Radiola since I began this the show just 5 years ago now. Oh yes, just five. It's been 5 years. Probably an anniversary this week actually, or maybe last week. Since I'm not on the air, it doesn't really matter, but it's been 5 years, and somebody ought to bake me a cake, except I can't eat it, and we'll put a file in it. That would make it interesting, but yes, if you want to find it, go to Radiola blog, that blogspot.com, type Radiola into Google, or if you're feeling lucky, try RadiolaRhythm.com. Also, the Live 365 station is now also available. You can get there through radiola365.com. That'll direct you right there. But I'm just waiting for all my servers to work properly on radiolarhythm.com. It's quite frustrating. So being the analog guy in the digital world that I am shouldn't surprise anyone. So continuing on the theme, I don't know, this was appropriate after the maids in the bed, I guess. Dave Harmon and his orchestra, which was a Texas Territory band, recording in, I believe, San Antonio, George Marks on the vocal. This band bears a striking resemblance musically to another band, and you will also hear that other band. But you should, believe me, this is not the band you think it is when you hear it. This is Dave Harmon and his orchestra in 1934, Live and Love Tonight.
Illuminate the shore. like beacons of romance I never saw before. What are they all conveying to me? Live and love tonight. Sweetheart, I've lived this moment in all my dreams, all my life. I've waited for this moment, and now if we delay, our moment may slip away. In my embraces, you haven't said a word, but I listen closely, and this is what I heard. Your heartbeats cry in rhythm with mine. Live and love tonight.
Why do you shake my tree? out of my orchard, let my fruit trees be.
Mississippi, we'll take a boat to the land of dreams, steam down the river down to New Orleans, a band there to meet us, old friends to greet us, where all the light and the white folk meet. This is Basin Street. Basin Street is the street where dark and light always meet in New Orleans. Land of dreams, you'll never know how nice it seems or just how much it really means. Glad to be, yes siree, where welcome's free, dear to me, where I can lose my Basin Street blues.
Shep Fields rippling along rippling along Basin Street in 1936 with Charles Chester on the vocal. And if there was any ever a version of Basin Street Blues that you wanted to perplex your jazz-loving friends with, that's the one. Shep Fields in his Rippling Rhythm Orchestra. Oh, yeah. It's not quite what you think it's going to be, but it's not quite as bad as you would expect. So, and I like it. I frankly admit I like that recording. Before that, Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians, a classic 12-inch Decca 78 in very nice shape. That's off the shellac, and I couldn't be happier to have it. That's St. Louis Blues from 1934. You don't want my peaches. I'll just stay out of my orchard, that's all. 1934. Starting with Dave Harmon, sounding a lot like Guy, more like Guy than Guy sounds there, in fact, with George Marx on the vocal, Live and Love Tonight, from 1934 also. And that was pressed on a Regal Zonophone. Originally was issued probably on Bluebird, but the Zonophone sounds good. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I thank you for listening tonight. I appreciate your coming with me off the air and into cyberspace, where we can enjoy this music together. And soon it will be back on WHCL, and I'll let you know when that's about to occur. Here's a classic recording off of Melotone 78 which was a repressing, a reissue, early on, of Sweet Georgia Brown. Here's Bing Crosby with Isham Jones' orchestra in 1932.
Maid has got a shade on Sweet Georgia Brown. Two left feet, but oh so neat as Sweet Georgia Brown. They all sigh and want to die for Sweet Georgia Brown. I'll tell you why, and you know I don't lie, not much. It's been said that she knocks them dead when she lands in town. Since she came, why it's a shame how she cools them down. Fellas she can't get, must be fellas that she ain't met. Georgia claimed her, Georgia named her Sweet Georgia Brown. It's been said that she knocks them dead when she lands in town. Since she came, why it's a shame how she cools them down. Fellas she can't get, must be fellas that she ain't met. Georgia claimed her, Georgia named her Sweet Georgia. They call her Sweet Miss Georgia Brown.
Sweet, I don't lie. Why, I don't lie. At night, day high, just for you I pine. In all my dreams, your fair face oh, you're the apple of my eyes, sweet, I don't lie. All right, ain't it, take me down. Oh, sweet, ain't it, lie, yeah. Oh, look how much I love you. I'm standing here confessing all my love to you. What you do? Look at you standing there like an idiot. All right, now. One more, Eddie, just one more now. Yes, yes, yes. I gotta get my other leg, one's getting tired. Yes. All right, Joe, talk to me lightly now, talk to me. I love you. Ah, oh, now you're swinging, now you're swinging. Sweet Adeline, my Adeline, my Adeline. What's the word to this? For you I find. At night, heart, for you I find. Cause when smoke gets in your eyes, sweet Adeline.
that ain't a lie. How many times must I tell you I love you? You're the only cat for me. Yes, yes. You know it's not, dear heart. Dear heart, dear heart, I cry. Cause you're the apple of my eye, sweet Adelaide. That's all.
And there is Tempo King again. Well, you're going to hear some more Tempo King. There's no getting away from it. Tempo King is, he's my new cause to bring him back into public consciousness. Tempo King and his Kings of Tempo, Queenie Ada Rubin on the piano, Sweet Adeline from 1936, and Sweet Adeline will never be the same after that. And Bing with Sweet Georgia Brown. Yes, that's a real, you know, that's not not a rare record, but it's nice to have it. And I'm Andy Senior. This is Radiola, and we're going to continue, as I say, throughout the summer, on the air or off the air. Here we are at Radiola Manor in exile. Soon we'll be back on the megacycles. But, and maybe I should get on a megacycle once in a while. It would do me some good. This is Radiola, and we're going to finish with a British recording by the Rhythmic Troubadours. And indeed, this is my wish. From 1930, au revoir, pleasant dreams.
That's all. Au revoir, and once more pleasant dreams.